AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
So I view the situation on the Turkish border with Syria to be, for the United States, strategically brilliant.
At the White House today, President Trump says it is all working out.
Our soldiers are out of there. Our soldiers are totally safe. They've got to work it out. Maybe they can do it without fighting. Syria's protecting the Kurds.
Vice President Mike Pence is trying to work out a ceasefire with Turkey. But a U.S. official says while the soldiers are consolidating onto two main bases, they have not yet begun flying out of Syria in significant numbers. The president is meeting with the president of Italy at the White House. The impeachment inquiry was brought up earlier. The president says an inspector general report is going to come out soon on election corruption.
I predict you will see things that you don't even believe, the level of corruption, whether it's Comey, whether it's Strzok and his lover Page, whether it's so many other people, McCabe, whether it's President Obama himself.
A Florida man wanted in a campaign finance case involving associates of the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is now in federal custody. A month-long strike at General Motors may be over. General Motors and the United Auto Workers Union reached a tentative contract deal. The AP's Tom Krischer in Detroit reports the union needs to vote on this.
The plant-level leaders will meet in Detroit on Thursday, and they'll decide whether or not the workers should go back to work pending the full ratification vote by the membership.
The parents of a British teenager who was killed in a traffic accident involving an American diplomat's wife say they were treated poorly during a White House meeting with President Trump. Charlotte Charles and Tim Dunn wanted to have the woman's diplomatic immunity lifted, but their lawyer says President Trump and the National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien wanted them to meet with the woman in front of White House press. They had no idea the woman, Ann Sakoulis, was in the building. This is AP Radio News. Retail sales tumbled.
Retail sales dropped in September by the largest amount in 7 months, possibly signaling that rising trade tensions and turbulent markets are having an impact on consumer spending. It was the first decline since February. Gasoline sales were down along with car purchases. Consumers weren't shopping as much as sales at department stores were down, almost 1.5%. Grocery store shopping was down, but restaurants saw an increase last month along with healthcare and clothing stores. Shelley Adler, Washington.
It's a rainout in New York. Game 4 of the American League Championship Series has been postponed. The Houston Astros lead the New York Yankees 2-1. Game 4 will be played tomorrow night at Yankee Stadium. Joe Maddon is the new manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He led the Chicago Cubs to the World Series title in 2016. Maddon had previously been a coach with the Angels. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.